3011 Vista Place, Condon Residence, Don Hibbert.
Sorry. The Condons lived here. The wife died in 1940, and the father lived till 1957 when he died. That's when the property changed hands. It's another bungalow. I find it interesting, this one, because it has the two projecting gables on the side here. This is obviously a porch. The second one is the back porch with the laundry room. And the use of the clip gables, which I'll show you some more pictures tomorrow of other ones, but I think it's a good example of it, and it's a distinctive use of it. This house is, I'm pretty sure, I could not find any that said it, but I'm pretty sure Alvin Schottinger designed the house. He did the house, the Tudor house we did, I think, last year over in Kahala, and he had actually on this street, he built another house for his daughter, but the house is gone. The daughter lived there before she moved to the one we registered. And he owned this property, so I imagine he got the property for his commission for designing the area. And so as soon as he just flipped it right away and the Condons bought it. So I think he's probably the architect for the house. But again, it's sort of distinctive. They put an addition on the side. Your fears of maybe two stories did not materialize, thank God. Yeah. And you can't even see it from here, but we'll go around and look at it. We'll look through. But they had to rebuild the front porch. It was in really bad shape. But they cut the columns. And King? Oh, there you are.
All right.
Good. Okay, this is the review board. This is Ching. He owns the property.
Hi,
he's
how are
the
you?
One who's
nice.
Very nicely restored this house quite a bit. So, yeah, come on in.
Yeah, we can go.
Yeah, go ahead.
How's it going?
Original doors, original glass knobs, which are common throughout the house. All the original windows are intact. Originally it had a Kleenex ceiling. Unfortunately, when they were rewiring, they had to replace the ceiling. They couldn't get it down and keep it in one piece, unfortunately. But the walls, the wainscot on the walls, all original. Go this way. Kitchen's been remodeled, but again, it has its center groove. Bill's not here.
Practicing.
We'll see what Bill says.
Yep, and it also has in the ceiling as well. And then here's the other, what was the other lanai, and they kept the screened opening. Actually, it's not even a screen. Oh, no, they did put glass on it. Okay, sorry about that. And I had to replace those three windows, but that's about it, the replaced windows. New door going out to a new deck which connects to the addition, which we'll go through in a minute. Ceiling, windows.
Yes.
And again, original single panel with original knobs. And then the addition starts at the bathroom off the top of the bedroom.
instead of the closet, it's a beveled door.
Mm-hmm. Beveled mirror.
But here they get the whole.
Yeah, it was. That's why I asked about the other one, because I saw the pictures. This one had.
Right. And this one too. They kept the picture rail on top.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have to see they're actually using it.
Yeah.
And so that's all new.
It sure is.
The sink of the 20th century, dress it and turn it into a sink.
That was my
hexagonal.
My wife's grandpa's dresser.
Okay.
Used it to make it into a.
Yeah, it works really well.
Good use for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dokamomo.
Oh, right here. Oh, okay. Wow. That is good. Yes.
Yeah. But no toilet.
Right.
And these walls are different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is new, obviously.
Uh-huh.
But this, I think we'll be getting walls.
Uh-huh.
And this window. This window was a jalousy before.
Of course. Well, that's good.
What year did you say?
Yeah.
It is 28.
28. Yeah.
Hi there.
Late.
He's beautiful. Thank you for.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll go around and look at the addition.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Is that open?
Yeah, it's open. Oh, everything's inside, so.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Oh. It's okay, though?
Oh, yeah.
Should be fine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember something.
Pavers across from us, right on that.
Yeah. I'm not sure that you really walk that path.
Yeah.
It's probably more decorative.
Yeah, and then it just.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. Wanted a driveway.
Yeah.
Rebuilt. There was a carport down here which we rebuilt. I can see the difference. So they changed the rafter profile slightly.
Yeah.
They actually changed the spacing of it. And then they put vent holes up in the attic space. So there is noticeable little differences.
Long way from just the fall semester. And And then relationship-wise, he gets along with everyone. You know, working together. Sorry. But working, him and Jason have really formed since last year in Oku class, has really formed a good relationship with Jace. And they've been playing a lot together.
But I think, again, I think it's a very compatible and not very obvious addition to the house.
Basically, you just line up with this dare wall.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Where it's about just about 3 feet or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that yard belongs to that house?
That's correct.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And even on this side of the fence?
Even on this side of the fence, correct.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'll build a pool there.
Uh-huh, exactly. But it's...
That
little wildness is
yes,
really
yeah,
attractive.
Right. And it filters out, you know, the noise.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a fake lava?
It's fake.
Oh, they do such a great job.
Yeah,
those guys did a really good job on those. Yeah. Just a veneer.
Wow.
It's fake?
Yeah.
So, CMU underneath.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any more questions for?
Is your wife a teacher?
She's a preschool teacher, yes.
Sounds like she was giving a parent a final report.
Yeah. Once a year. Twice a year, I guess, depends on the semester.
Mm.
But they do that.
Yes.
At the end of the semester. She works for the UH Children's Center.
Oh, okay.
So she does all the reviewing. I mean, I guess, year and report, I guess.
So how do you just get like a good review?
And...